Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Get your bag packed because he's coming back, praise God. He's coming back for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Get ready and get your bag packed because he's coming back. Hallelujah. For a church without spot or wrinkle. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Let us pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We're coming before you this afternoon, Lord, thanking you, God, for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your undying love for us, God. Thank you, God, you didn't leave us today, but God, you kept us, oh God. God, you kept us from all hurt, harm, and danger, oh God. We thank you, oh God, God, for what you have done for us, God. Thank you, Lord God, oh God, for feeding us with spiritual and physical things, oh God, from above, oh God. Hallelujah, pray God. Thank you, Father God, for your anointing, oh God, that anoints us fresh, afresh every day, God. Thank you, Father God. Lord, we ask you to forgive us of our sins, oh God. Wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Anything that's in us that shouldn't be, God. Lord, we asking you to remove it from us, far from us, oh God. Lord God, that we may walk upright before you, oh God, and sing your praises, oh God. Worship before you, God. Lord God, whatever you have commanded us to do in each day, God, because every day must take care of itself. God, we thank you for that, God. We thank you, Lord God, oh God, for, oh God, washing away our sins, throwing them into the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember them no more. Praise you, Jesus. We thank you for the poor this afternoon. You said the poor we will have with us always, God. So, Lord, we lift up those that are not fortunate enough, oh God, to have plenty, but God, they got you, God. Lord, we want to let them know, oh God, they are rich in you, God, tonight, God. Lord, we just thank you, God, that they're going to be provided for liberally, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, praise God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, Lord God, for a God like you, a God that will have never given up on us. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. And will never give up on us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You are always there, God. You always there. Praise God. Hallelujah. And, oh, God, thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, for Israel, God, because you told us to pray for Israel. God. Tonight we lift up Israel to you, God, that, oh, God, everything will cease that's going on, God, that your people, oh, God, over there will call upon the name of Jesus. And, God, they will allow you to come into their heart, live and reign in their hearts, oh, God. Thank you, Father God. So we lift up Israel to you tonight, God. Oh, God, that no more bombings and all this turmoil that's going on. We curse the enemy off of Israel tonight, God. Hallelujah. Israel shall live, oh God, for you, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. They will not worship any no more idol gods, God, but oh God, Lord, the God of all gods, oh God, we thank you, Father God. Oh God, we lift them up to you, God. Oh Father God, oh God, that's where you live. That's where you coming back. Your foot shall touch that mountain over there, God, and we thank you for it, God. Oh, God, keep them comforted, oh, God, those that have been hurt and broken, oh, God, bruised, oh, God. Lord, God, clean them up, oh, God, and let them know you kept them for a purpose and a reason, God. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us, oh, God, shall prosper, oh, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have us, oh, God, engraved in the palm of your hand. Praise God, praise God. And nothing shall be able to withstand us. Oh, praise God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are in us and we are in you. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, thank you. Oh, I think I don't say that lightly. We are in you and you are in us. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Praise God. All the blessings of the Lord make us rich, you say, Lord God. And, Lord, we thank you for that, God. We thank you, Father God, for everyone that's coming on. We thank you for every heart. We thank you, oh, God, that pumps blood because you're the one pumping it, God. We thank you, oh, God, for every mind is a sound mind, God. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, oh, God, that everything that the devil has tried to do to them, it couldn't accomplish it yet. Oh, God, for, oh, God, they have power over every demon, God. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, oh, God. We do come to you with thank God in our hearts. We can't thank you enough, God, because every time, God, we think about, oh, God, to thank you to you, God, it's more than we can even ask or thank, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for your love, oh, God, that you have given us for each other, oh, God. Father God, may we just love each other unconditionally. Not wanting anything, not asking anything, God, but just loving your people on a one-on-one, God, whoever they are, whatever they are. Oh, God, Father, thank you. Thank you for each one, God, Father God. And no weapon formed against them shall prosper. God, may they sing and praise you and shout your glorious acts, oh, God. Father God, it's all about you, Jesus. All about you, Jesus. And, God, we worship. We bow down. God, we are so thankful, God. Oh, Lord, I still want to go into that Thanksgiving. We are so thankful and grateful, God, that you created us, oh, God, and created us in your own image. We thank you, Father God. Oh, God, that you, oh, God, you created us, oh, God, to praise you, oh, God. Thank you, Father. Oh, glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory. God, hallelujah. God, the gratefulness we have towards you, Lord God. Father, thank you. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, you are listening to God's favorite ministry coming to you tonight. Praise God. Have you lost a loved one? Praise God. Son or daughter to drugs or to those prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or lost by COVID, some type of sickness, whatever it may be the devil has tried to plague you or your family with. Tonight, God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts, praise God. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And he said, I will give you rest. God is willing to give you rest from anything that you may face, anything that you may go through, anything the devil may try to put in your way. God, it's all about him. Hallelujah. It's all about Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, he's the mighty one. He's the awesome one. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I just want to make a note here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you for all the ministers that comes on. Sister Janice Williams on Friday night at 8 o'clock on this same number. And also Sister Zadie Alford that comes on Saturday night for 7. Praise God. She works with the children. Praise God. And we just thank God for those ministries, that God to continue doing his perfect work in those ministries, praise God. And we thank God that it's going out through the airways of the UK, all of the U.S., St. Vincent and the Grenadines down in the Caribbean, praise God, South Africa, Australia, praise God. We just thank God for all the countries that this program is going out to, and people are listening, praise God, hallelujah. We thank God that somebody's heart will be touched and turned to the Lord, praise God, praise God. Well, at this time, I want to ask if there are any prayer requests. You press 1 right now that we can do the prayer request. Praise God. If anyone that is on have a prayer request tonight, press 1 on your phone. We'll be glad to pray for you. I am just so thankful and glad to see all of you that's on, praise God. God loves you. God cares for you, and God will not give up on you. Praise God. I see one prayer request. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is there any more? Praise God. And I'm going to ask Sister G, would she be willing to do the prayer request tonight? And I do see some more hands. Sister G, can you do the prayer request tonight? Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sister Carissa Gatlin, would you be able to do the prayer request? Well, we'll go on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sister Gloria Dean, can you do the prayer request tonight?
Yes. Yes. I don't mind. Yes.
All right. Okay. The first one is 2316. Give us your prayer request, please.
Yes, good evening. This is Jackie Keys, and I'm requesting prayer for my son, Jeremy Keys. He'll be leaving, going to Arkansas on tomorrow morning, Lord's will, for a job, on his job, and praying for his safety there and his return back. You know, just I know I've been praying for him as he left this afternoon going back home, and just lifting him up before the Lord, because it's kind of, you know, I just kind of dangerous job, but I just pray God put his love and his angels all around and protect him. And y'all just help me lift him up. Jeremy Keys, thank you so much.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. The next person is 3192. Go ahead. 3193.
Good evening, this is Minister Bowman. How y'all this evening?
Wonderful.
I just want y'all to just keep lifting me and my family up in prayer, and let my brother Charles Travis up in prayer. He's under the hospice, and you know, and the medicine just helped him doing a lot of sleeping. And just pray that God, you know, will give his glory whenever it's time. God, get the glory. And pray for my sister-in-law, Sandra Robinson. They saying that they thinking about letting her come home in July. So just pray that God will open that door so she could come home to her family. That we hadn't told her about her brother yet, but pray that God will give us strength to tell her that her brother had went on to be with the Lord. Amen.
Okay. All right. The next person is 6573. Go ahead.
This is Zadie, and I was asking for continual prayer for my brother Gary. He is listening in on the line, and he told me before we got on the line that where he's paralyzed in his left side, he said he began to experience some loosening up, and so he said, you know, he believed that it won't be long. So just continue to pray for him, amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. Go ahead, Sister Glory Dean.
Praise God, Lord. We just thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for these prayer requests, God, in the name of Jesus. As I come before you right now, God, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for all my sins. known and unknown, by word, deed, and thought. And I thank you, Lord, for forgiving me, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for all these prayer requests, Father God. The first one, God, our sister, Jackie Keys, I think. Her son, Jeremy, God, he's about to go to Arkansas for a job. But, Father God, we know this has to be an appointment of God. We believe this is of God, and we're believing that our sister's going to begin to believe. No doubt is going to come no kind of way. Just continue to believe and know that he's going to be okay. The job is going to be good, whatever the job. We believe, God, is not that dangerous or anything, Father. And we thank you, Lord. He'll return back home when it's time, Father, that he returned with safety, God. And if I understand, on a job, it's a job of safety, that he'll be safe on the job. And then the return home, you're saying, we thank you, Lord, that you preserve him from all evil, preserve his soul. Preserve is going out and it's coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. My Father, in Jesus' precious name, keep it our son Jeremy, God. Keep Jeremy under the blood, God. Keep Jeremy under the blood, Father God, until all these calamities over parents, God, that's not of you, no fear of our sister, Father God, and keep her under the shadow wings, God, that you continue to bleed, God, and all that fear be gone, because she's already praying and everything's all right. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. We give God the glory for the praise, God. And, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for Sister Palmer, Father God, for her family. We pray for our family, God, as we pray for all other families all over the world, God. We pray, God, salvation for her family, God. Salvation, God, that they move into holiness, God. That they're able, God, that they'll continue to listen to what she's been telling them about the Lord. And, God, we're believing, we're going to have to believe, God, you, because they can't do it. We're believing, God, for you, because our confidence is in you, God. And with our confidence in you, our sister's confidence in you, God, everything's going to be all right. It's going to be all right because they can't do it themselves, God. We can't do anything of ourselves, God. It's going to take God to do it. So we got to have that faith and that confidence and that hope in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That's all it takes. Oh, God, just be blessed, my sister. Be blessed. Be blessed. And we thank you, Lord, for our sister Zadie, for her brother, Father, for that left eye. It's giving him a problem. But, God, we thank you by the stripes of Jesus Christ, he is healed. And we thank you, Lord, all doubt is leaving him, Father. All doubt. And we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory. And I want to go back to the prayer, God, for the one that with the sister, God, supposed to be coming in town, God, with the family, for Sister Palmer, God. I forgot that, but I thank you, Lord. You don't get anything, Lord. But I thank you, Lord, that our sister will be coming in town, God, and that everything's going to be all right for her brother, God. Bring them together. Unite them, God, together. Bring them together in love, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, God. Thank you, Lord, and we praise you. And we thank you, Lord, for Sister Zeta's brother Gary, God, that left eye is going to be okay. We thank you, Lord, because by the stripes of Jesus Christ, he's healed. Rebuke the spirit of worry and all these things because it's not of God. We bow to rebuke it with him right now in the name of Jesus. That's the fear of the devil. That's not the fear of God. God does not give fear. He gives power, love, and a sound mind. So that's we thank for our brother. He will be healed of that left eye. We thank you, Lord, for blessing everyone that with the prayer request, God. We ask God to show your love to everyone, God. Show your love, God. And we thank you, Lord, because your love is pure, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Sister Shawanda, could you give us a song, please?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. You deserve the glory and the honor. I lift my hands in worship and I bless your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. I lift my hands in worship and I bless your holy name. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Hallelujah, Jesus. There is no one else. You deserve the glory. Yes, Lord. And the honor. Oh, glory to your name, Father. We lift our hands and worship. And we bless your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. We lift our hands and worship. And we bless your holy name. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Hallelujah, Lord. There is no one else. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Amen.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you. So sweet. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen.
Don't you ever stop praising the Lord. You were created. You was created to praise him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, I love that. Creating. Praise God. God is so good. Hallelujah. He just speaks to us and let us know what we are for, what we made for, what we ought to do. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Labor not for me. Labor not for me. And we're going to read John 6, starting at verse 26 and 27. And Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, me, not because ye saw the miracles, but because you did eat the loaves and were filled. They wasn't thinking about what he had done for them. All they want to do is get their bellies full. That's all they was thinking about, how God done fed them, and they all full and didn't have to want nothing. But God don't want us to stop at that point. Let's go on. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, labor not for me, which perishes. Praise God. But for that meat, which endureth unto everlasting. Everlasting. God wants us to think on things that for everlasting, for our life. Praise God. Holy everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. Only God can give it. See, man can give you some meat. Man can give you some bread, some milk. But God gives you the everlasting, praise God. And look what it says. Shall give unto you, for in him God the Father sealed. God has seal this thing. And when I got to that, oh, I just wanted to shout. God has sealed this thing, what he going to do for you. And he is a God that he don't lie. He is a God that, oh, my God, I had to just stop there when I was studying this. And it got it marked in my Bible that the Father has sealed this thing. That means he's a God, he ain't going to change. What he said he going to do, he going to do it. If he said he going to give you everlasting life, that's what he means. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't want everlasting life. I don't want this here every day. I heard them sing that song, I don't want no more peanut butter and jelly, but I want everlasting. That little boy sung that. I don't want no peanut butter and jelly. I don't want no y'all to give me meat and bread. I want y'all to give me the unadulterated truth, something that's going to stick with me forever, God's word that's going to point me to him. If you want to talk, wait, let me tell you, next weekend is my birthday. We're going to do celebrating. Point me to Jesus. Give the praises. All of you that want to come on next week, praise God. Hallelujah. It'll be my birthday. So I want you to come on and sing glorious songs, scripture, whatever God puts in your heart to do. I want you to do it unto the glory of God. Because I'm looking at what God is doing. High glory. Hallelujah. Oh, it's the Father up above that has given me strength, that done kept me, that done brought me. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you too. My God. My God. Hallelujah. Last year we had a great time. Praise God. Well, let's go on with this message for right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Labor not for the things of this world. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't just be living to get rich or the things of the world. Praise God. And we're gonna show you that in a few minutes. We are living to live again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Live for the things of God. Live for the things of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't be living here because you can, because God has given you this beautiful kingdom to live in, and he told you to enjoy it. Enjoy it. He wants you to enjoy the fruit of your labor. He wants you to be blessed. But just don't let the things get a hold of you. Come on, let's go now. Praise God. Hallelujah. The idea is that our efforts must rest in the things which are not temporal. We don't want to just rest in these things that are temporal, these things that's going to fade away, these things that are going to perish, these things, hallelujah, he give them to us for us to enjoy, but don't worship it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our longing should be that which will give us eternal life. Eternal life in Christ Jesus. Praise God. We want to live a life in Christ for what he has done for us on the cross. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, what did he do? Some people say, well, what did he do for you? I don't see. Because they don't know Jesus. God has paid an awesome price for us. He paid for our sins. Our sins has been forgiven. Praise God. They've been washed in the throwed off in the sea, I'm never forgetting. He don't even remember. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Well, they asked, what must we do? And Jesus said in verse 29, praise God. He said, Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent. Praise God. Hallelujah. Believe. God wants us to believe on him. Believe that he'll do what he said he'll do. Believe that he's going to provide for you. All the things that he said he'll do. Hallelujah. Believe. Believe that God will do it. Praise God. Let's go over here to another scripture in Revelation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm looking to live again. God shed your body. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Revelation 3. Praise God. 17 and 18. Praise God. Hallelujah. Revelation 3. Praise God. 17 and 18. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increase in goods and have need of nothing. Don't get prideful and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. That's what you are. If you think you've got everything that you need, praise God. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with saying that thou mayest see. Praise God. God wants us to anoint ourselves in him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, do not think when you can wear all the beautiful things, praise God, and we do have them, we can enjoy the nice clothes, the nice cars, the nice houses. Some people are, oh, got mansions. But God does not want us to worship only. He wants us to enjoy some of these things, but not worship them. He's supposed to be first in our lives. If we put God first, I remember a church I was in, and there was many rich people in this church, praise God. And one lady, she was very, very, very rich. She was a millionaire, and she asked the pastor one day, do you mean that I will not be able to enter into the kingdom of God because it's my desire to be saved? And he told her, he said, ma'am, God has blessed you with the riches. He just don't want you to worship the riches. He wants you to live according to his word, praise God. And if you has accepted Jesus into your heart as your personal savior, then, hey, you don't have to worry about, praise God, hallelujah, if you're going to go to hell, praise God, because your heart now is toward God. And she was so happy. She was so happy because she was about to beat up on herself because she was rich. Praise God, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Said, even though we have the finest of cars and do what we want, that's all that matters. And that's, we say, oh, that's all. No, you are naked in the eyesight of God. If you push for possess all these things and do not worship God and do not acknowledge him, who he is in your life, praise God. You are naked. You are without God. Praise God. Hallelujah. This tells us that the Laodicean church is extremely self-righteous, having not the righteousness of Christ and the nakedness of to the judgment of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. So this is the church of today. Praise God. Hallelujah. A lot of us in there naked for worshiping the wrong God. Praise God. Want us to repent. Repent. He said repent daily. And we know the thing Jesus wants us to do. He has taught us for our every area of our life. He gave us the Beatitudes. Let's go over there to Matthew. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. God just done laid out everything for us. There's nothing that we don't have to wonder or worry about because he tells us to eat the word. Praise God. Partake of it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. And he supplies us. It's all good things. Matthew 5:3-12. And it reads, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they who do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Praise God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers. We're supposed to make peace with all men. I know some people want to fight against somebody and say, oh, I don't want to be bothered, and I don't want to have nothing to do with them. We got to be peacemakers. We got to walk in love, people. We got to walk according to his ways, praise God. Because he said love never fails. There's no ending to love. Love puts up with some things, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of... Oh, you might be persecuted. You might be persecuted tonight. You may be persecuted tomorrow. But don't give in. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Endure hardship. Hallelujah. That's where I am, y'all. Please. Hallelujah. I just want to endure whatever God for the sake of Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. He is the author and the finisher of my life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for they are just the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, when men try to do all kind of things. And yes, they do. Devil off of them. Praise God. I love it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. One pastor said they'll even take you to court. And I've been there too. We supposed to have been friends and Christian people. But they was almost to take me to court. But they didn't, because the power of God was God. Hallelujah. I believe in Jesus, y'all. I believe in Jesus. And maybe you have, some of you have endured the same thing. Praise God. It said, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. If Jesus was persecuted and they done him, what about you? If the prophet was persecuted, what about you and me? We're going to be persecuted, but we must pray. Hallelujah. Praise God. He told us to live this life. Praise God. How to live this life. I mean, he told us how to live this life. Praise God. He told us to pray, that man ought to always pray in Luke 18:1 and not faint. Praise God. He told us to forgive one another. Man ought to always forgive. Forgive. Forgive when you don't feel like it. Cry out to God and say, Lord, help me to forgive in every area of my life, no matter how they hurt you. Praise God. Just forgive. God said, I know it hurts, but I'm here with you. I'm holding you. I'm leading you. I'm guiding you. Praise God. He told us to forgive one another, because there's no love. There's no end to love. Love goes on and on and on. It never stops. His love is forever. He wants our love to be forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. He told us how to love one another with all our heart. Let it come from your heart. Live a life of love from your heart. Not what someone can do for you or they did to you. Just love in spite of. Hallelujah. Live a life of love and affection toward each other. You know, love, I don't know what people think love is sometimes. Love is doing. It's an action word. And you are to be active in your loving. Just don't say it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just don't say you love, but do it. No matter if you got to go out of your way, no matter if it hurts, just love. Praise God. Love somebody. Love somebody up today. Praise God. Let it be done, though, from the heart. He told us how, and he said it'll be given back to us. Good measure. Pressed down. Shaking together. Running over if we give. He'll let you know who to give to. You don't have to say, oh, I don't know whether to give to that ministry, God's favorite ministry, because that might not be good ground. God will let you know. If God wants you to give to this ministry, you can't help but just give, because your heart will overflow in love and say, I have to bless this ministry, that ministry. You don't have to be this ministry. I just use this ministry because we own it. But you don't know who God's going to tell you to give to. Praise God. For the furtherance of the kingdom. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I love it. We don't want to be like the rich fool. And let's look at that in Luke, God. Hallelujah. Luke 12.
praise God. And we're going to read that, Luke 12, praise God, hallelujah. I just love this one, because I praise God. Lord, keep me, teach me, lead me, guide me, God. Lord, I want to be everything you want me to be. 12, 16 through 21, praise God. And it says, he said, and take heed. Wait, let me see here. Do I have this right? 12. Praise God. It's about the rich young ruler. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Did I write my book? 12. Yeah, I'm in 12. Praise God. 6 through 21. All right. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he said unto him, my friend, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he has killed hath power to ease the into hell, cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 felon? I'm thinking I have the wrong scripture. I wanted to go there where the rich young ruler, praise God. He had all that he needed. So I'm just going to talk about it, praise God. This rich young ruler had everything that he wanted, everything that he needed, praise God. Hallelujah. But what was he lacking? What was the rich young ruler? He liked Jesus. He needed Jesus to come into his heart. Praise God. And God talked to him about it. And praise God, he accepted Jesus into his life. Praise God. And that's what we got to do. We got to tell people about Jesus. We got to tell people to go to point them to Jesus and tell them about the goodness of Jesus and what God will do for them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We have to be like the Good Samaritan. Praise God. Hallelujah. That saw someone lying in the ditch. Praise God. And picked them up. Praise God. And took them into our own. Oh, come on now. Praise God. Some people don't want to bring nobody in. Nobody. Oh, but he didn't bring them into his house. He put them in a room, a hotel room, and told the keeper, hey, just keep them there till I come back. I'm out. If there's any more due, I will pay it. How far are you willing to go with your love? Hallelujah. How far are you willing to go for God, the things of God? You can reach out in so many ways, praise God. And this ministry is an outreach ministry, praise God. And God has allowed us to reach out all as far as Africa. We don't do that much, but whatever we can do, it's not about ourselves. It's not about for right here. It's not about for just those that want prayer requests tonight. It's about everybody. God has no respect of person. We don't take things for God. No, God, we're willing to do, God, whatever you say do, God. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the way God wants us to do, to be open-hearted, open-minded to what he says and what he says do. Praise God. Hallelujah. I wrote a book, and I never thought, praise God, that it would go like it did, praise God. When I was in the gym, the white bought the book more than the black. I said, look at this, God. God said, I am in charge of this book. And I said, oh, my God, because he has no respect of person. And they bought and they bought the book, and I was so excited. And then my publisher told me, he said, you are blessed. He said, a lot of books don't go out of the U.S. But yours has gone into 2 foreign countries. And he said, that is a good thing. And I said, oh, my God, I leave this book in your hands, God. Lord, whatever you want to do it. Because when I wrote the book, I said, Lord, whoever picks up this book, and they might read it,
but they might be going through something another time, and they pick it up and open it, and there something falls out to be an encouragement. God tell us to be an encouragement to one another, praise God. So I wrote the book that somebody, your daughter, you might not want it right now. You may have a young daughter coming up, and whenever she gets older, she might pick up mama's book, and oh, there's something, a scripture or something, a word or something that may fall out and may be an encouragement to her. You never know what God, if God's word is to go forth, God said his word will not return void. Praise God. So we don't want to be like the rich young fool. So praise God. I am not against having nice things. Praise God. Just don't want them to be my God. Praise God. I don't want the things of this world to consume me. Praise God. God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I do like to share what I have. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I love to share what I have. And I pray this message has been an encouragement to you tonight. Praise God. That whatever state you're in, I don't care if you don't have two pennies to rub together. If God tell you to share them with somebody. If you don't have anything to give, praise God. But God always provides. God always provides that we have plenty to give out. We say we don't, but yes, we do. We can do anything that we want because God provides for us. Praise God. I want to thank every one of you. I pray that you have enjoyed this message tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I pray that this message has been an encouragement to you. Praise God. And all of you that's on, praise God. I ask God's blessings upon you. And that's another thing God told me to do. To bless his people. He said, because if you told Moses that, God told in Numbers chapter 6, he told Moses, if you put my blessings upon my people, I will bless them. So may the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace. I pray the choice blessings upon you. Whatever God has in store or whatever the devil, a cankerworm is trying to eat tonight, I pray that it cease and God just pour out the oil and the wine on you. Praise God that you would, on your you're going in, you're coming out, you're uprising, you're sitting down, that you be blessed and you have a blessed night. And I pray that you will be right back here next Sunday to sing, pray, shout, and glorify God. Hallelujah. Glorify his name. Hallelujah. Be blessed now. Good night.